said, I mean, is Dimitri going to go there and say, I wash my hands of all of this, I'm not going to help them, even though they're having this conversation about if it's going to work or if it's not going to work, and it's going to take them until August or September to really, really hammer this all out. I'm not going to do anything.
Right.
Where is it, Tennessee?
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City. I'm not going to do anything in Atlantic City at all to help them. I'm just going to go accept my award. I don't think he's like that
I don't think he is.
But I don't want us to take advantage of him either. That's not the point. It's just having these very real conversations that we have to have.
He's not just going to accept an award. He's
no.
3 days, 4 days straight talking about the school, presenting the school, lobbying for the
school. But my point is, George, on the 18th, if we haven't made a decision yet, is he going to say, I'm not talking about them anymore? He's not going to do that. I don't want us to take advantage of him either. That's not the point here, which it almost feels like that. We're like, hey, just stick around. You know, let's see what we can do with you. You know, but the point is that I don't know that we can decide by the 18th. And I think if we feel so pressured that we have to decide by the 18th, that I don't know if we're going to make the best decisions.
We waited months for Denise's contract. Months. And for us to sit here and say that this is a major decision that's going to affect our school and we have to do it before an event in Atlantic City is...
I'm not clear what you mean. It's insane. Months for Denise's contract, though.
Absolutely.
The role that Denise fills right now, it was not her role to fill. She had a role in the school. She temporarily took on a role when we told Nick that he wasn't going to be renewed, but she was not handpicked to become the successor. There was going to be a search committee put in place to have transparency in the process, to, like you said, what are the skill sets that we need? But that's an evolving process. We still don't understand what the full contract is. It took that long.
We went months trying to get a term letter for her. I spent tens, all of us, on that 4-member committee. You can't tell me how much time it took because I spent all that time.
Did Denise have a contract July 1st? When was her official date?
Right, but until that point, it took...
Did she have a contract?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes,
I'm not Denise.
She had a signed contract July 1st.
But did it not take weeks, if not months, for us to get to that point?
When was Nick's last day?
Listen to my question and answer my question.
As I recall...
Tammy's point is that we spent a long time as a board and in committee working out thoughtfully what this role looked like, what ultimately ended up being a dual leadership role looked like. And it wasn't something that we pushed through in what if it, now, it's the 5th, what effectively would be less than 2 weeks. And so to now both be backtracking on that to the extent we were looking at some type of executive director, different leadership structure, and to be using a July 18th hard deadline, I think Tammy's point is that seat feels very rushed and not the type of deliberative process that we have employed in other similar circumstances. Thank you.
And I think one of the reasons why we can have the flexibility of doing it by July 18th is because a lot of the players that are involved are on board. Both Ricardo and Denise have indicated that they are supportive of having Dimitri in a position where he can maintain what he's been doing.
Then again, is it beneficial to their position to disagree?
I mean, there's a big difference between a position versus an executive director.
But Joe, I mean, I don't want to speak for Ricardo or Denise, but put yourself in a situation where on Monday you're presenting to the investors an idea that a HEPA has put forward.
And they've been in the job for one day.
Right. That we're looking at Dimitri as an executive director. Ricardo and Denise know the reality, which is a HEPA has majority control on this board. They report to the board. Does it really behoove them, and does it put them in a very awkward situation to now be saying, to be pushing back against that? It does. It truly does. So I appreciate that Denise and Ricardo want to do what's best for the school and want to move forward. I think they both absolutely have the school's best interest at heart. But to be saying, well, they support it so that we can get it done, that doesn't give me a lot of comfort.
Well, it makes the process a little bit easier because you have the main people are able to collaborate. And what I'm saying is that's not the end-all be-all. I agree. That this board needs to come and reach its decision on its own with them as collaborators. And the fact that Ricardo, Denise, and Dimitri can collaborate together should make this process a lot easier.
But my point is if Ricardo and Denise are the ones that are identifying their needs and going out and hiring someone, it puts them in a much better position than a HEPA having already dictated to them that this is what it's going to look like. Accept it, or, you know, what are the next 2 years of your employment going to look like? And I'm not saying that that's what was said to them, but I'm saying that that could be the message that one would take from that July 2nd call.
And speaking with about DOE, is there already an investigation going on in DOE about Odyssey? Isn't there something that...
Tammy, you're asking the question?
Yeah, I've read it on Facebook that there was an ongoing DOE investigation.
We have a DOE representative here this evening.
I'm John Harwell of the Department of Education. There was a complaint made by a constituent, and we've investigated that complaint, and we actually had a conversation with Mr. Danilos about 2 weeks ago into that complaint. So he's provided some information about it, and at this point, it's ongoing.
And do we really want something else now to go out into the public
about
this?
Well, do we even know
this?
What that investigation is about?
No, we don't,
relates to
but clearly...
activity.
Somebody can complain.
It could be related to the teacher or something. I have no idea what that investigation is
about. Don't blame teachers, for the love of God.
I'm not blaming teachers. I don't know what... I have no idea what that investigation is about. To cast aspersions that somehow something is going on that's not correct and...
I think her point was just that if there is an investigation, might we want to invite another one?
Right.
I think is what her point is.
Exactly.
Are you able? I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry.
John Carwell.
Correct.
All right, Mr. Carwell, are you able to elaborate as to what the nature of the complaint was?
Absolutely. So checking my notes to be accurate. So, again, alleged violation of open meeting laws with regard to the use of the executive session, and the allegation was that it was improper use of executive session, was one allegation. Alleged violation of conflict of interest with regard to members of the board who also sit on as members of a HEPA. Alleged violation of conflict of interest with regard to the early learning center that's been proposed. And fourth, lastly, was alleged financial impropriety. And what came out of that, I guess, investigation, for lack of a better term, is that we recommended to Mr. Danilos that he, for Odyssey Board, seek an opinion from the Public Integrity Commission, which we've given, I think, 60 to 90 days to complete, to just look at these factors and determine whether there's an issue.
So that would be something, since Mr. Danilos is not still on the board, his term ended, that's something that the board needs to pursue?
And my assumption is that Mr. Danilos passed that on to the rest of the board. Because it's a board request.
And I think it's in the hand, as I understand it, I think it's in the hands of our attorney right now.
Okay.
Yeah, John.
So the rest of you don't know anything about this?
I do.
I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, I do.
I
think
I just saw a posting on Facebook about a DOE investigation. It was true, and no one told us.
Probably
and
the person that posted it probably made the complaint.
Exactly.
I don't know.
That's not for me to do. And quite frankly,
But that shouldn't stop our business. We have business to do as a board. We have to
but we
do
need to
certain
do it
things
legally.
For the school. Absolutely. Nobody's saying doing anything illegal. But everybody's saying, let's look at this. Just because we're changing the way we do business or how we run the school or how we manage the school, there's nothing wrong about that. There's nothing wrong about saying we need to do things a little bit differently. We need to try to do things better. We need certain levels of expertise here. And to say that we shouldn't do that, I think, is disingenuous to say that we have everything we need right now and we should just stop. I don't think that's the case.
I'm not saying
I don't think that's the case at all. I think there's a lot of room for
improvement. I'm not being...
So, Tammy, what's the alternative?
This is just one...
What's your proposal?
Pushed into a two-week decision when clearly we have... so much to think about and so much to discuss. And quite frankly, You know, this has been regurgitated and regurgitated and regurgitated again. You know, months ago we decided Denise head of school. Then it wasn't. Then it was two heads. Now it's Dimitri as executive director. You spoke and said Denise is aware of a position for Dimitri, but yet the first thing out of everyone's mouth was executive director. Just like that diagram. Just like the idea that was floated in that executive session, just like the idea that's been whispered to different teachers. It cannot be this way. It smacks of impropriety.
And that's why we're talking about it in a public session.
Thank God, finally.
Well, we weren't allowed to because Dimitri was still
but
on the
But you
board.
Were allowed to formulate it.
We planned.
That diagram is not written in stone. I'm not in agreement with it. I got my own personal opinion. So to say that
we
this
should
is
not
collusion,
have had a diagram, no
to
diagram
have this
should have been
of this accusation of behind closed doors and that things are being done. No, we are now talking about it because we want to move forward. We happen to be in open session. So as we're moving forward, we need to make decisions in public.
Thank God.
And again, I think we're hung up on the term executive director, which people keep saying it over and over again, but we've already decided that that's probably not going to be it. So forget it. It's out of our lexicon.
Well, I think we just need to, the path is that there's obviously been indicated that there is a need for some level of expertise.
Yes.
And there's a difference between I need someone to manage a construction project, but I need someone who's been managing and to continue that for a period of time until they run it to completion or transition it over. Whether it has happened in the past, it hasn't happened. So the reality is that has to continue to happen. Otherwise, it's going to cause serious disruptions to the school mm-hmm. and moving forward. And so whether you like Dimitri or not, whether you like the position or not, I think his skill set is needed for a period of time. I think we need to have a conversation about with him and with Denise and Ricardo and with members of the board, whether it's a small group, to have a conversation forward saying, what do you think this is? What is the nature of that position? What is that role? Do we really need it or not? And if we do, for what period of time? Mm-hmm. And then to come back and say this as a conversation between members of the board, members of the school, the heads of the school, this is what we feel is needed or what isn't needed. And as a board, we can have a conversation about that to decide it. We're not going to, I think it has to go forward. That conversation has to take place. It's not going to be solved here. It's not going to be solved in the next 2 hours. Because we can debate it for the next 5 hours. The reality is, it's like, unless we have all the people, I was shaking my head, unless we have all the people, it requires more conversation. It requires more conversation and more thought. And you're absolutely right. It's like, should it be done in 2 weeks? No, but then on the flip side of that, it's like, I don't know if I'm comfortable having an individual represent the school in these types of matters. Right, I don't know how do we rectify that. Say, hey, I'm gonna go represent Odyssey as an individual at some conferences and conventions and start laying out all kinds of stuff and ideas and making promises. Potential promises and commitments about the school.
I think this gentleman made a very clear recommendation. There's a lot of ways you can give Dimitri a role, a title. So
we're not going to solve that tonight.
No, that's an easy thing to do.
Right, an honorary title is super
a more serious
easy.
Thing and more difficult thing. You know, with all due respect, I don't think it's not conniving and it's not, you know, deceiving or malignant. I think it's just genuine concern for what they have done. I don't think they have communicated or delivered it properly because these individuals are very displeased with the manner in which it was delivered. Apparently it wasn't done in the last meeting, and I think, you know, you both have to understand each other's concerns here and resolve it and compromise going forward. Dimitri may be the appropriate person, but I think you have to adhere to the guidelines and the discussion of the way the board goes and respect all the members. And I don't think they're becoming, you know, very, you know, repugnant to these ideas without, you know, fundamental, legitimate concerns and values. I think I would try. try to compromise and discuss things with the people who are not pleased with the way it's going.
So, thank you, George. Elias has to leave. Do we want to make a motion?
A motion
while,
for what?
While Elias is still here?
A motion to what?
Whatever anybody wants to propose.
I don't know if there's a motion to that. I do not want to make a motion.
I would say it would be a general motion to say that we should go forward with exploring options to look at skill sets that we need to
to complement what we have already.
But who would go forward with that?
That's the duty. We have to appoint somebody like either the president or one of the members of the board to kind of authorize them, I think, to look into these issues like we did with Denise and Ricardo in terms of talking about opportunities and what we think is...
Do you want to come closer? I don't know if my phone picked that up.
Do kind of like what George said and put forth a proposal to give Dimitri a title. And then in the next July 18th meeting, between now and then, let's independently put our heads together, come up with some different things, and then in an open session, then go about deciding our plan forward. But in the meantime, this would allow Dimitri, in his speeches on the 23rd or whatever date he's holding his speeches, to then have a title. And I'll preface that with saying, when I left Red Clay as Red Clay Teacher of the Year, I certainly, in my talks and in my speeches to individuals, I've never diminished, besmirched, or spoken badly about Red Clay in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, and I proudly hold that title still, even though it's in my past and I no longer work for Red Clay. You know, I wear that with a badge of honor and I tell everybody about it. So perhaps that is the proposal we can make tonight. And then on the July 18th, when there are more individuals here like Denise, then we could wrap our heads around.
So I think we can do it, well, even faster, along with Elias was saying, that we have a group of people that can meet with Denise, Ricardo. Ricardo, when is Denise coming back?
I think she's coming back tomorrow, but we'll be in school on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, because the school's closed this week.
So we can create that dialogue between Ricardo, Denise, and a board representative at the very least, or we can have a committee like Laura said. But I think we need to be deliberate, we need to act with some purpose at this point and start that process now, like Elias said. And in the meantime, we can do this. We can do what Tammy suggested at the same time. One doesn't have to be independent of the other. So, yes, John.
Yeah, so one thing I just wanted to clarify is that the allegations that we received in the form of a complaint were just that, allegations. I just wanted to share that to say that there's nothing that's been kind of confirmed or anything.
And you said that. You used the word just alleged. Yeah. Thank you.
But secondly, I also wanted to suggest that. And I don't know what the committee was called that looked at the dual head position that Ricardo and Denise now occupy. What was the name of that committee that kind of looked at that configuration?
I don't know if it was given
it's
a name. It was just
a
committee.
A working committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Head of school or whatever.
In the absence of a title, perhaps this committee could be the succession planning committee to look at the role that Dimitri has played, which obviously sounds like he has played a very valuable role as a board member and a board president. But look at maybe three different scenarios, whether it's, what's the worst case scenario if you don't have Dimitri at all? You know, pluses and minuses. What's the pluses and minuses of him fulfilling a consultant role? Thirdly, the other thing I heard about was an executive role of some type. And again, if he just walked away, or God forbid, he got hit by a bus.
Yeah.
What is the worst case scenario so that there's some type of analysis of what would happen to the school, what would go undone, so that the board actually has information and analysis to make a great decision with? Because all, like you kind of said, Laura, this is all just talk right now. It's something that they can review in advance of a meeting to make a very educated decision for a very important role for this school. What a heck of a first meeting for you, sir.
You have regrets yet?
Welcome.
Well, I agree. With all due respect, I would admit, I